Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now, she ain't fat. Bitch, you know, she kind of fine, but just a really ghetto bra. So now, the bitch called me the other night. Now, this first bitch I was telling you about was supposed to, she was already here. And she had left to go do something. And I know, man, the bitch did that before and didn't come back. So I kind of thought that. I had already hit it. So you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if it's come back or not. But I'm sitting up in the bed waiting on this bitch. And the phone rang. And I think it's her. But it's this ghetto ass bitch I'm telling you about. Meet me over here and let's have a drink. So fuck it. I get up and go meet baby. And baby over there looking good, you know I want to get that. But the bitch start talking. Damn, motherfucker this, motherfucker that. You know, goddamn bitch ass, motherfucker this. She just sounding like a motherfucking sailor. Enough to where I told her, look, baby, you know, do you got to sound so motherfucking mannish? And no, that's just me. You know, I can't do no different, blah, 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 talking this shit. So, I decided to play some pool with the bitch. And while we playing pool, the bitch is just cut. I put my stick down. I say, look, motherfucker, I can't fuck with you. What you talking about? What's up? I say, look at you. I can't fuck with you. You know, you too ghetto for me, babe. And I left. Now, why I told you about them bitches is because this third bitch, in her own way, I would imagine she got some issues, but that's the kind of issues a nigga can really deal with. Otherwise, the bitch been fucked over before in her life. She all scary and shit. Oh, man, you ain't got to deal with that shit. You know, if that's the case, we gonna handle it. My thing is this. I was thinking these three different bitches, and I got to thinking about what I like, what the fuck I want, how I want it. And man, all of a sudden, this third bitch I was just telling you about, face just started coming to my mind. So I've been, you know, I'm talking to the bitch off and on the whole time. And the bitch liked it. And I like the bitch. But the bitch lived in Arizona. I called the bitch while she was here visiting. Shit, disliked me, like I'm saying. So I had to use my own analogy, which is, what do you want, nigga? Did you want it, or do you just, you know, no. Are you going to go get it, or are you just going to want it? So you want that bitch, not that particular bitch, but that kind of bitch you're describing in your mind? Or not, because how many times is she going to come back? How many motherfucking times are you going to run into this bitch? And you 900 years old. So I just was thinking. Then I said to myself, I think I like baby. So that's where I'm at. But I've been really quiet about shit. But that don't mean I haven't been busy. See, that Facebook stuff had me exposing a lot of shit as soon as I do it. These videos, I don't even really expose too much of what I'm doing. I don't know why I may start doing that, but shit, I don't. But I have been quite busy. Every day brings new things for me to ponder, new things for me to see, new things for me to figure out if I could add any of it to my already full schedule of things to do. The number one thing I need to add to my list is to, no matter what, allot some time for me. I really and truly had to slow down. 347, what's up, bro?
What's good, bro? Yo, I was binge watching your videos, and you know, one thing that I noticed about some of the topics that you're bestowing upon us graciously is that the concept of androgynous, you know, like the fact that society is making us androgynous, like I really am seeing that shit, and I noticed that I myself was androgynous until I started realizing like a man is a man and a woman is a woman, you feel me? And you really dead ass put that into perspective to me. And one of the reasons why I actually believe I was able to catch that from you is because, you know, you've been on this earth for 68 years. So, you know, you have the experience. So you've seen how it was before this technology shit. And that technology tip, that's the biggest motherfucking thing that, like, for anyone who's really, I guess, struggling, really. The biggest thing I would say is really analyze your environment. Really analyze what you're taking in, you know, because if you
Wait, stop. How would you analyze it, bro?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm asking.
Say it again.
How would you analyze it? Because what I'm saying is you sound like you thought about this. What I'm saying is when people think about things, they don't really thoroughly think about it. So what I'm saying is you say, well, you know, with this technology and all this shit, which I totally agree, you know, people got to, you know, people got to really analyze shit. So what techniques or what would you do to analyze it?
It's more so, it's really kind of like seeing how you would go about it versus what I've been taught to go about it. So since a guy like you, you know, who's like, you know, who's actually a man who knows what he wants, you know, obviously a good role model to follow if you are lacking that in your life. I compare what you would do versus the shit that I was taught. So the shit that I was taught, a lot of it, you know, unfortunately, was some sucker shit, and that's real. It was some punk shit. So I corrected myself on that and not to do it again. So I would go, you know, back and forth to my, like, memory bank, so to say, and compare and contrast, like, what's wrong, what's right, et cetera, et cetera.
See, now listen to this, bro. You said some real important shit. Of course, I appreciate you talking about, you know, you see what I do, but that's not what's up. What's up is what you just said. You would go into your memory banks and you would see this and you would see that and you would figure out if you can't Google life. You can't use any technological bullshit for your real life because everything we do is manual. Or what did you call them phones that used to be in the wall? I forgot what you used to call them. But everything we do has to physically be done. Even if we think it, in order for it to actually be done, we have to do it. See, you fuck around, not you, but people fuck around and think they're analyzing something, and then they ask Google the question. And then Google give them a whole bunch of things to think about that can possibly analyze your shit. But why it does you no good is because you didn't think of it. You didn't do what you thought of. You're doing what someone told you. You know, and that's what's wrong with everybody. That's why they're very weak. They're very sensitive. They don't want to have no intimacy. They don't want to have a real conversation. They want to take a word you say and go away from it. That's what we got to get away from, bro. And I am very happy you fucking called in because you said a lot of slick shit.
Appreciate you, but more importantly, because you really actually dead-ass showing me what really not to do. Like, the way I was living my life before, like, the facsimiles that I had, it was just, I mean, as a short-term, it was disgraceful. It just really was. And then once I really started to interact in the world and see all the different types of people that are out there, people like yourself, you know, I checked myself. It's that simple. You know, and one important thing. You are always saying that we always got to be truthful with ourselves. That is the biggest – that's the first thing. That's like – you know how they have the Ten Commandments? That's the first
commandment.
You
first
always
got to
be truthful with yourself.
Yes.
That's the first commandment. Yo, put that in your course, bro. No, for real, though,
being
truthful with yourself.
It
unlocks so many
doors. I didn't put those words. That's the first commandment. But it is the first commandment. It's the first thing they learn. It's the first thing we emphasize. It's the first thing I eradicate from their ass is lying.
Yeah, you be putting people on Front Street, no doubt about it.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro. Let me get this next caller, 949, what's up?
Hi, bro.
All right, what's happening? Are you there, 949?
Oh, yeah. This is Trey, man. What's happening? I called in to say hello, man.
This is Trey. All right, Trey. What's happening, bro? Trey Lavish.
Yeah, man. Your boy, man. Come on now.
Trey,
he
what's
come
going
in and
on?
Give you, your kudos, and I came to check in on you. Everything's all right. And check in on your boy.
Everything is cool, man. Old bud is, you know me, man. What's
Nothing too much, man. Just cooling. I got some friends over right now, man. And I was pulling up one of my old shows where I did the music because I like to listen to the music from that show. And it's on air right now. So, man, I better call
in.
Hey,
you got my number. You got my number because you sent me a text, man. Call me, man.
I sure did. I will because I do. I'm serious.
Call me, man.
I'm serious
about
that.
We can't talk about shit on the radio. Call me.
Right. All right, man. Be good.
You know it.
See, I even talk like you. I
you don't talk like me, motherfucker. That's my nigga Trey. Trey Lavish. Hey, so you guys really need to understand some shit. Because, like I said, I need to allot myself some me time. Even though I sit at home doing whatever the fuck I want. That's not me time. Me time is actually going somewhere, relaxing to you, and re-fucking lax. And I know this shit sounds silly, especially since I'm a conceited bastard, and everything I do is for me. But this is where you gotta be sharp. This is where you cannot slip. Because you have to distinguish what's what. The shit I do is in the long run for me. But it's the mental aspect of life and my goals, which is actually a continuous process of work. That's what actually pushes me. So even though I'm sitting here looking as if I'm just living the life of Riley, because I'm mentally going through what I go through to do what I do, I'm always working. I made a scenario recently about some shipbuilders. And a whole bunch of people responded to it. But I noticed they was missing the actual point. And when I made it apparent what the point was, and I'm thinking, since all these motherfuckers, responded, but when I clarify this, I'm going to have a whole bunch of motherfuckers responding. And I'm going to have a big discussion. I thought, I was testing something for my school. And I was going to, make a big lesson out of it. But like I said, when I made it apparent what the shipbuilders was doing, and then I told them that they were, actually a part of the learning experience, I didn't get one response. No one responded or strange. And this is what I'm going to get you away from. Because when it's fun and games, everybody's for it. But when it gets serious, man, you can't, when it gets serious, you can't find a motherfucker that you can count on. They duck and hide. They don't want to open their mouth about shit because they're very insecure about their own thoughts. And the experiment that I was going to show the class was just how fake people are. And naturally, I didn't even have to make up a scenario. All I did was use what I just explained to you. Because when it was fun and games, they want to kick you with rosewood. But when it's something substantial about life that they really need to have an opinion on, this ain't cool to them. They don't want to talk. So, to me, just a little more concentration will net you a lot more action. Concentration and dedication will get you a little more traction. Dedication turns into motivation. And when it does, goddammit, let it control all that stagnation that you do. You can end all the castration of men in this fucking nation. Not only will you be a great sensation who will change this fucked up generation, we all belong to just one faction, and that's man, where we need to be. Just a little more tact and many more facts, we can all be men that take action. If you want to grow in a fantasy world, if you want to have nothing you want come to fruition, if you want a motherfucking just keep wanting something, okay, keep doing it, because you're doing the right thing right now. You're doing just what you need to do. Nothing. That's why I kick it with Tay. That's why I kick it with Dean. I don't know why, but I got to call one of them motherfuckers every day. I got it. I ain't no game nigga. I'm hungry for real men companionships, and them motherfuckers happen to live in different states. So we can't go have no beers or whatever the fuck dudes do. I guess, you know, when you get older and it ain't that many real motherfuckers to kick it with, you just feel like you need to holler to the motherfuckers that's still here. You know, so you won't get to tripping thinking everything was a dream. If it is, or if it was a goddamn dream, my motherfucking ass don't never want to wake up. I mean, I don't know. I started to say it's funny. But as I think about this shit, I guess it ain't. Almost every time I finish a video, I get a lot of communication from dudes. A lot of dudes saying how glad they are I do what I do. Inevitably, some of them motherfuckers say how much gain they getting from what I'm saying. Now, if the motherfucker think he getting game, he probably is getting some shit that, you know, he didn't know, which he could see his game. But if the motherfucker just hearing what I'm saying and acknowledging that he agreed with it, that ain't getting no goddamn game. 337, what's up, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, brother?
What's up, bro? You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool deal. I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. The way they got the world set up is like false expectations to me. You know, you grow up, you go to school, you get a, you know what I'm saying, you go to college, you get a good job.
Bro, the narrative, miss me with the narrative. What's your question?
Is designed, it's set up for failure, and that's why you have these midlife crisis, because of how it's set up like that.
Well,
because it don't work like that.
Bro, is not set up like that. People have taken from what they got to work with that attitude. That attitude is individualized, so every motherfucker, even though it's a gang of motherfuckers, they can have a different version of that motherfucking failure, living to fail type attitude. Except for when you look at Sugar Ray Leonard or Muhammad Ali or Jay-Z or Master P or any of them fucking football players or my black ass or any of them pimp niggas. See, if you don't individualize your goddamn self, you want to be like everybody else, believe it or not. That's what you're going to be. Like everybody motherfucking else. Live through life. Do everything the way you think it should be done and still can't do shit.
That's why I say fuck society on how it is. I was just speaking in general.
No, man, you do want to say or be able to say fuck society, but without society, you wouldn't have a life. You need to know how to deal with society and quit letting society deal with you.
Well, my personal preference, I deal with it that 1% way. That's how I deal with it. Knowing what the fuck I'm doing and expecting, you know, knowing my consequences behind my actions.
Well, that's what men do, bro. So let's listen. That's what men do. And what I'm saying is, if you a young man, fine. Just make sure you build on that shit you saying right there and don't be saying the same shit with the same shit 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. Put that shit together and think of something that you can do that's going to make you some fucking money. Because if you don't, you're going to have to work for somebody. And you're going to let them, by their paying, how they're paying you, tell you how to live. Fuck that.
Exactly, brother. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm actually pushing for it to start my own damn business and work for my damn self.
You on a good start,
instead of,
brother.
Instead of making somebody else richer while I'm getting poor.
Hey,
but look, I ain't gonna hold you. Show up. I love what you do.
That.
I listen to you and Dean, and I wish I could have a beer with y'all. But like what you were saying, you know, but we live in different states, just to kick it with real motherfuckers.
What's up,
I'm a real motherfucker.
Hey, 708,
all right,
what's up
take
with
it
you,
like.
Bro?
Rosebud.
What's that?
Man, I'm happy to hear your voice. I'm a big fan. My name is Jay from Chicago, right? Checking out the show right now, man. I got three questions for you, bro.
Come on.
Yes, sir. My first question is, back when you first started, man, you know, in the game, getting your feet wet, I wanted to know what was, like, the worst thing that you ever did with a female that you say, I'd never, ever do that again?
Shit. You talking about in the pimp game or just on the street?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, I mean all around, as far as dealing with women, as far as dealing with women, period. What is the one thing that you did that you say, I'd never, ever in life make this mistake when dealing with any woman ever in life?
Okay, check this out. I was in, I hadn't started pimping. I had this bra, and
right.
I liked her a lot. I lived with her and all that shit, and I was in a band. And we had went or some fucking where, and in the doggone club, somebody shot in the club closed. So I ended up coming home early, and when I get home, this motherfucking car that wasn't mine was in my driveway. And I go to the front door, and it was locked. And I had a key, but I never really had a key to that top lock. And it was locked. Man, I ran to the motherfucking window, and I heard, I'm going to say Barry White, but what I'm saying is I heard that music that I be fucking to. Hey, man, I ran around up to the back and climbed in the window, and this nigga in my bitch pussy. And listen, man, the first thing I thought was to beat this nigga ass. But the nigga said something that never fucking left me all the way through the game. And he said, man, she said she didn't have no man. Now, what I'm saying is he could have been lying. But what if the bitch did say that? What I'm saying is, what are you supposed to say? Oh, yes, you do, bitch. you know what I'm saying? What if she said that? You never know what a bitch do, because who should have knew they had a man? That bitch should have knew. And you know what that made me do? That made me tell that nigga, get your shit, man, and get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm
telling you, man, I was fucked up still. That's what I'll never do. Be so blind, you know, by how I feel that you don't see, you know, the forest because you're standing in front of a tree.
That's how you get to see dry land through muddy water.
You know it, bro. What's your second question?
Okay, as far as you getting into the game, right? I understand how you know, you ran it down, how you grew up with your, you know, religious parents, mom, and all of that. So I want to know, when you was getting in the game, did you ever have like a conscience, like, okay, what I'm doing is really not in God's eye, you know? Did that ever hit you, like, okay?
All the time,
you
brother.
I shouldn't be doing it.
I shouldn't be doing it. But it's always in me. Man, my mom and dad would be crazy. I mean, it would drive them nuts that they knew I was really out here doing this shit. I always thought that I was better than what I was doing. Not because what I was doing wasn't shit, but because I knew everything about religion because of how I was raised. And, you know, I should be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and but what's better? Doing some shit my mama talking about? When I seen her fucking, she used to have rummage sales, bake sales, all kind of shit. And the 10% tithe shit, she reversed it. She would give the church 90% of that money. And she would keep 10 just to buy some other shit so she can do it again. But she would pay me to help her, which I would help her for free, but, you know, she would always, when I got done, give me whatever. And what I'm saying is I was doing that because that's my mama, and she would be out there with all that cash. Because my mama would make $2,700 over the weekend, $3,000, and give it all to the church. And I'm telling you, when my mama passed, her church represented as far as was there. But they did absolutely nothing for her as far as what a church should do to me. They like straight used her, but it wasn't the church. It was religion. Religion teaches you to just give up everything and want nothing. But what religion do you know ain't rich?
Right.
Any religion is rich. Any fucking person in religious authority is rich, except the Buddhist and the Hinduist. No. Except the genuine practitioner of that religion. Whatever religion it is, they know it says you cannot be a monetarily tight person. You can't want money. You can't want worldly things. Any religion, Christianity, Catholicism, or whatever it's called, Muslims, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, I'm saying all of that shit, if you're really a practitioner of it, you live life damn near by the bare minimum. But what religion has leaders in it living like that? None. They all live like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Creflo Dollar. Yeah.
Hey, what religion have not hid the sin of the ministers in that goddamn religion? Fucking boys, fucking girls, doing all kind of crazy shit.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
My mama, listen, bro, if we needed some bread and the goddamn grocery store was closed, and the liquor store two blocks away was open and had fresh bread, we had to suffer. Remember,
oh,
I was not going in that store and support that fucking store. And we had to wait till the next day. And we couldn't even shoot marbles. We get a whooping if we got on our knees. Because the only time to get on your knees is when you're praying. Come
right,
on, all
right,
that goddamn
right.
restrictive bullshit, and it turned
okay.
me off. That's why I've embraced
right.
my life. But at the same time, I have the guilt.
Right. Okay.
because
yeah,
I
I'm
did
surprised that guilt didn't eat you up,
sir. Do what?
I said, I'm surprised that guilt didn't, you know, get the best of you.
Man, I told you I'm a hog, nigga. You little shit.
I love you, man. I love your show.
Come on, man. What's your third question?
Okay, I just got in the crib and I turned you on, man, so I ain't get to know this. That's why I'm asking. What are you sipping on?
Tequila, Jose Cuervo. Go.
Oh, that's your drink. Okay, okay, okay.
Hey,
okay.
I used to be a cognac man, but I don't drink shit with Jose Cuervo. Why? Because I can sip it. And no matter if I do it all day, I don't get low. I don't leave the house when I be drinking anyway, but
right,
I don't
right,
ever get
right.
drunk. Nigga take three, four
okay.
drinks of cognac or something, you be tipsy. You got to go to sleep. you know, nigga take three sips. You see how much I be sipping and shit? But, I mean, that's big as my drink, B. You know, I don't be having no
okay.
big drink. You know, I'm just...
Right, right.
You know, I'm just socializing, man. But, you know, I am a drinking-ass motherfucker. so, when I go out, I'm going to have some drinks, you know. So, don't get me wrong, bro. It ain't like I'm saying... I don't drink. Or it ain't like I'm saying I don't need to cut back. hey, I'm also a reckless motherfucker. And unless I'm doing
uh-oh.
Something fucked up, my life ain't happy. so I have to be doing something that's fucked up to my body. All
oh,
right, bro,
man. It's great
hey,
kicking it with you, man.
Hey, for sure. Be cool.
Good.
Hey, this shit is really, I love it. You never know when you're going to get a conversation like that. A real fucking conversation from a motherfucker you don't know. Now, see, I don't want my life to have been a dream. I want the things that I aspire for to actually happen. So as I aspire for these things, I always have in the back of my head that I'm Rosebud, you know, full of game. And since I thought of this, there's no way I can't do it. I might not know how to do it, worth a fuck. But the idea is in my head, and speaking of religion and how he was brought up and shit, my mom and them, especially my daddy, he would tell us to do something, and we'd say, I don't know. he would give us a whooping. Boy, use your head. and then he would say, the Lord don't give you an idea that you can't do. When I got it, my daddy was crazy. He would say shit like that and mean it. What the fuck you mean you won't let me think of something I can't do? shit. I think of shit I can't do I never said that because he would have killed me. My dad would have got the death penalty because if you talk back to that nigga, you dead. But anyway, he used to say that shit. And, I mean, I don't know. Like I say, I started to say the shit is funny, but I get a lot of dudes. Come on, what they gonna do, how they, you know, like what I've been doing and all that little shit. You know, which is incredibly complimentary. But what I'm saying is, they be lying. They have no intentions of doing any of the fucking shit. And I know it. I know all they did was like what they heard. or whatever they seen. But I guess they won't get it until they do, so I'm not mad that they don't get it. I just want all you guys to know you can't read, listen to people talk, or in any other way get game unless you're willing to talk to any woman, face any problems, climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest sea, drive the motherfucking most dangerous course with the confidence that you know yourself well enough to believe that you can do it because you thought you could do it. Now, what is it about introducing new ideas to women? See, if you don't believe in your thoughts, you ain't gonna introduce no new idea to a bitch. But if you don't introduce new ideas to the bitch, you ain't gonna turn her on. 9 out of 10 times, if that's shit you saying out your mouth, she's heard. She probably heard that stale shit you be saying 3,000 times. And then that fresh shit a motherfucker talking about as far as what he doing, some new things going on in his life, is like a breath of fresh air to a bitch. Not only that, since she has had that breath of fresh air, she is 500 times more likely to be interested in what the fuck you have to say. But no, you just want her to, you want to say, hey, how you doing? And then she say, look, I'm doing pretty good. Come over to my house and fuck me. That's what you motherfuckers want. You don't want to work for the motherfucking shit you want. See, that's why I stay fresh with my shit. Even though my shit is like 100 years old, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And if you say it properly, proper diction, proper context, proper tone, proper speed, what the fuck is I going to say? Oh, the proper flow. Come on, man. You a whole different animal. That's why I stay fresh. What about you? Do you stay fresh? Or do you say the same thing your older brother said, which he said what his daddy said, and your daddy said what his older brother said, and his older brother said what your grandfather said? I'm saying, come on. Why are we surprised when we read or hear something that we were thinking? Shouldn't you be current? We all shouldn't have the same identical ideas, but we should all be up on current events and current societal norms. But we're not. This broad I was telling you about that was, you know, real ghetto and shit. I say, damn, why you want to talk like your dick big as mine? Then she say, oh, no, I don't have no dick. I ain't never ate no pussy in my life. I say, I ain't talking about you eating no pussy, bitch. So like, you talk like we're in just a competition. And she said, she didn't know what to say. The bitch don't even think she'd do that. So what I'm saying is, you got to be able to see God at work, especially when he's working for you. Now, just so you know, I'm not finna turn into a minister. Say you was thinking about being a person who knows about a lot of different things, figure out a particular direction that he wants to take. You know, not that I have anything to do with what God does, but if he's allowed you to read something or listening to something that I said, and from it, you see clearly you don't want to be a jack of all trades. You want to be a master of one, sort of like that last caller. The good thing, or one of the good things, is you saw it. The telling thing will be what you do about it. Most people get action at realizing their dreams, but they squander it. That's because they are really dreamers and are totally comfortable with simply dreaming. 601, I see you, baby. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? This T from Mississippi.
What's happening with you, brother?
I'm a young man. I'm squared up. I ain't in no pimp life or nothing, but I do. You know, I'm married. I'm squared up. My question is, my wife, she do what I ask, and I have no problems out of her. I'm just trying to see, like, is there a difference in when a woman does something willingly versus you, you know, you just laying the law down and she doing it. Like, should I want her to do it willingly or just accept that, you know, she just do it because I say it?
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Which way would be better?
That's a good question, but it got me thinking. No.
Stop. That's the question. And that's why you ain't got no business asking the bullshit you asked them, because you haven't made a choice. You got two situations.
Yeah.
You got a lot to think about. You know what you're thinking about. You know what you want. You know where you're going. You ain't tripping on trying to be slick. So why can't you make a decision, bro?
It don't matter.
Listen, it does matter. What I'm saying is, when you might think you calling in and you got some kind of problem going, not really a problem, but before it gets to be a problem, you go kick it. You mention this shit right here, what we doing, but that's not the problem. The problem is you don't believe what you think. You need me or some other person to say, okay, yeah, you're thinking the right thing. How the fuck is that giving you confidence?
It don't give me no confidence. So I
you
need to make
right.
Sure,
well,
I'm confident.
Listen, what I'm saying is, if she do it because you say it, she's still doing it. If she do it because she want to do it, she's still doing it. So why would either one of them concern you?
That's damn right. It don't concern me. She doing it. I got to be confident in what I want, as long as I'm getting
exactly,
what I want, that's all that matters.
Exactly. You want what you want, and she's doing what you want, and it's scaring the hell out of you. You might not see it as scary.
Hell, sometimes it do. It do.
Real with yourself, man. People don't know what the fuck they want. And when they get it, they want to make sure they can do everything to doubt it. Then
you say do everything to doubt it?
All this doubt just start tearing down what you built.
Damn.
That's
so
why
don't
I
doubt
show,
it,
bro.
Then.
Hey, bro, don't say damn. Just say thanks or whatever. Cool, bud, whatever. Because this is why I do my show. You brothers don't think correctly. And you need to learn how to think. This is my big thing. This is why I got Sidewalk University. You brothers don't think correctly. And if you're thinking wrong, no matter what the fuck you do as far as coming up with a solution, it's going to be wrong because you're thinking wrong. We got to start thinking right. instead of thinking about the first thing, let's say you want to start a new business. The first thing you'll think about is what is the hardest thing to do, which is the main thing you can't do, which kills your thought about the business. You don't say, I want to start a business, and think of the fucking easiest thing to do and do it, and then think of the next easy thing to do and do it. No, you want to start at the absolute hardest thing. If I get a business, I got to have $500,000. You know, you want to start there. You don't want to start putting your business together to where after a while it being together, you're going to end up making that money that you're talking about making. No, that's too much work, bro. That's how people think, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm telling you the good thing is you saw it. Now whatever you're going to do about it, as far as, you know, your woman is doing what you want her to do, what would you do? What's one of the first things you would do?
When it comes to what, bud?
Now that you realize you got what you want and it's scaring the shit out of you.
I'm thinking about it because the first thing I would do is just, if she doing what I want, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing to make sure she doing what I want.
Nah, bro. I mean, yeah, that's cool. But that's, like, easy. What about figuring out what she like that you ain't doing?
That's some good. That's some good stuff.
Let's say you got 6 or 7 things that you don't do that, you know she like. What about since you see this motherfucker is doing what the fuck you want? What about your ass doing something in rewards, if that's the case? I'm saying everybody just want to take. Don't nobody want to reward. Don't nobody want to give. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You don't want to learn shit. You don't want to give shit. But you want to make sure you get the most out of whoever you're dealing with. That's like a one-way street, man. And it's not
right.
Bad, especially if it's okay and it's working in your house. But what are you, I mean, what value are you? Because what I'm saying, you see value in your woman. I mean, you pay the bills. You pay the bills in that shit. So you are definitely valuable.
Yep.
But it's not about the bills all the time. It's about the bills when you can't pay the bills. But you can.
Yeah.
So that's off the table. We need to be thinking about your motherfucking woman, man. I'm being real. You can't have a cool bitch and you don't be a cool dude.
That's real. I be doing a little shit for her here and there. Like I bought her a little necklace a couple of days ago and stuff like that. And
that's what I'm talking about. It's not necessarily gifts. It could be, you know, she coming in from work or the store or whatever, and you just massage her feet.
I did that last night here.
Huh?
I did that shit last night here.
I'm saying, well, bro, it sounds like you taking care of your business. So what the fuck are you worried about?
I guess it's just a woman on a down, you know, they be emotional and shit. Like, some days be good and some
bro, fuck that bullshit. They are emotional. They are. So what?
Yeah.
I mean, so fucking what? They're emotional.
That's right.
So let her be emotional. Say whatever you need to say when she's emotional. But don't try to change it. Bitches is emotional.
I got you, bud.
Do you for real?
I believe I do, because they're going to do what they do because they women. We just got to do what we do as men and demand what we want and roll how we roll to keep
hey,
on getting
hey,
the responsibility
wait,
to
wait,
get
wait,
out
wait.
Of them.
Everything was right until you said demand what we want. You have to command what you want. You don't want to have to
right.
make a bitch do shit.
That's
so
right.
what I'm saying, bro, what you need to be doing is relaxing and stop being afraid of succeeding. I think that's all you got to do. Success, as far as where you coming from, is having a happy family life. Not necessarily a happy family, but a happy family life, the whole thing. And if that's what you having,
right.
then, you know, you might have to do this, that, and the other sometimes. So what? That's life. We cannot eliminate life from our life because we're in life. Shit happens. Good shit, bad shit, shit don't need to be rated. Just don't squander your chance, bro. That's all I'm saying. You could be one of these motherfuckers that's 28 years old right now, and you fuck around to be with your wife when you're 78.
I'm 27
all you
right
gotta
now,
do,
bud.
Do what?
I say I'm 27 now, yo.
See there, I know. You see, I said 28 because that's how old you sound to me. What I'm saying, bro, is that who knows how long this woman is? What if she is really for you? And you sitting up here doubting all the shit she's doing, not because she's doing something suspicious, but because you don't believe what you're putting down.
That doubt'll mug. That doubt'll kill her.
Think about that shit, bro, because it ain't the woman. She sound like she fly as fuck. To be honest.
Yeah, she get out.
To be honest, bro, sound like you got a fly-ass motherfucking woman. I'm being real. So you need to quit tricking.
Push up,
right,
man.
Bro.
I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
All right, man. You be cool. What I'm saying is if a motherfucker is a really... a fucking dreamer. Take this caller. If he's a lying-ass dreaming type motherfucker, he would have kept talking about whatever his discomfort was. You know, once I pointed it out, he wouldn't accept it. He would start saying, but, you know, like all you motherfuckers do. But he really ain't. He's just suffering from not being able to believe in himself. Because everything he's asking for, everything he's wanting out of life, is evidently coming through. You see, I asked him a gang of questions, and he didn't give her eight pluses, but he gave her damn near A's, no lower than a B. So what I'm saying, you cannot be comfortable with simply dreaming. You should be a doer, like this brother is. He don't realize he possessed something that the average motherfucker don't possess, that he's not a procrastinator. He has provided for his woman. He has provided for his family, and he's going to continue to do it, which is what we all say. But do we all do it? I know my daddy married my mama. They never separated until my daddy died. They had 12 motherfucking kids together. So a person who dreams of something and realizes, now this person that's dreaming have to realize that God is working with you. Because that dream that you're having is a vision. You can't have this vision without somebody putting something in your fucking head you haven't thought about. God is working with you, allowing you to see what you're seeing. But if you don't know that, you will miss it. If you don't accept that, whether you believe it or not, there is a God. There is something more powerful than us. I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, I believe in God, even though I told you that story about me, this is fuck that. But I believe in God. See, knowing that, a doer cannot sleep until he gets his vision started, you know, once he started, once he has that vision. But knowing this is one of the key factors in getting shit done. When you start getting shit done, your own way, you're repaying God for what he has bestowed on you. When you take that ball and start carrying it forward, you're appreciating what God has let you see. If you can't see it, you can't do it. I see it, consider it done. Because if you see it, it should be that way for you. This is a good model for us all to have. Sidewalk University is a place where right now I'm saying all these things and some of it's resonating, but at Sidewalk University, once this stuff is said, you get lessons that make you learn the shit. Then we go further. We give you activities that make you have to express the shit, do the shit. Otherwise, who gives a fuck what you know? Because I say, man, how much is 2 and 2 for? But if I ask you how to do this or that, and you can't tell me or go out and do it, who cares if you know how to do it? You can't do it. You just know how to do it. That's what Google do for you fucking assholes. Just tell you how to blow your life up is what it really does. Don't tell you shit about what you're looking for. But you don't think that because you ain't looking for shit. You just want information. Fuck. Hey, you guys, hold on. I'm sorry, man. My nose is getting stopped up. It's summer. All this fucking shit in there, pollen, whatever the fuck. But it's not going to stop me. Oh, I'm sorry, 951. What's up, brother?
Hey, Mr. Rosebud.
What's happening?
Hey, is there any room in SWU left?
Sure is, brother.
Astro1@gmail.com.
That's where you send it to. Go to fucking paypal.com. Choose the send money tab and send the payment to astro1@gmail.com. July 1st,
right?
July 1st, the new semester starts. And what listen to me. What I do in cases like this, if you do it right away, you can save that tuition. Because I'm telling you, man, $1,350 is what the fuck it costs for the tuition in the course and 10 tubes. But I'm saying $500 is a lot of money to save. So, you know, what's the date? 12 or 13. So then I give you like 3 days. If you want to fuck with me, do it, bro.
That's what I want to talk about. The whole money.
I'm giving you action. Say that, Nick.
My bad. What'd you say?
I said save that, Nick. That's 500.
All right, for the first payment.
Okay, check it out. I don't know, bro, taking too long. My thing, let me calm down. We all should want to be able to see something and handle it. When you finally wake up and start following my shit instead of just listening to it, you're going to realize the importance in a person knowing the why in the things that they do. You got to know the why this will help you. Go to my archives. I got 400 videos, 500 videos. I do not simply tell you to do this or to do that. I explain why this is so socially important and how it is so psychologically important. Everything I say has a social and a psychological value to you. And I explain what that value is. So stop kidding around following these fake-ass motherfuckers who only have the good things or the good sounding things to say to do. But when it comes to why you do it and, you know, what benefits, blah, 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 they don't have any substance. They don't have nothing to back up what they're talking about. Not only did I live what I'm talking about, I study what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about panting. I'm talking about being a social motherfucker. Unless you, you know, wanted to continue to chase your tails, you better get up on the real shit and come get some at Sidewalk University. Sidewalk University will change your fucking life. If you are a lion, king of the jungle, when do you roar? I know you guys say, oh, no, here he goes with another analogy, another one of those damn parables. Well, can I continue, goddammit? Anyway, fucking way, I felt as though I was king. No matter where I went, I looked to compare myself with anything worthy of my comparison. I didn't want to think I was bad. I wanted to know I was the shit. So I compared my wit. I compared my speed and seeing my action. I compared my tools. I compared my looks. Shit. I compared everything I am except my motherfucking roar. I very seldom roar, or very seldom found it necessary to roar. So I'm speaking to you about the man in command. And this is one example why commanding is 4,000 times more powerful than demanding. I never find it necessary to roar because of my presence commands respect. So does the lion's presence, you know, otherwise. When you are truly powerful, you don't have to announce that you're present. You don't have to tell people to be quiet and respect you. When you're really powerful, your presence, your mere presence will bring all who sees you to attention. Just like that lion's presence makes every animal in sight quiver with fear, and he ain't did shit but yawn. But shit, let me yawn. You see them goddamn long-ass canines? Shit. See, the lion don't have to roar to get his respect. All he needs to do is stand tall and yawn. He does not have to make a motion or a sound. Then he has every animal who can see him full attention by command. It's way more fly to command respect than to have to demand it. And at SWU, there is a part where I emphasize how you can tell if and when your confidence arrives. And if you have, of course, you'll remember when that is. It's when you're minding your own business and someone says to you, hey, man, I can't put a finger on it, but there's something different about you. What happened to you? Every one of my fucking students tell me that. I told them, it would be a female or a co-worker or a family member, but I never expected what this dude told me. He sent me this note, bud. Man, I have to thank you for talking shit to me. Yeah, I took it like you were talking directly to me. Anyway, I went on and bought the whole enchilada. And let me tell you, right from the get-go, I saw a change in me. I thought I was tripping. Until about a few weeks after I had been going hard, as you say, I was at my parents' home and my mother said, boy, what's got into you? You're walking different. There's something different about the way you walk, boy. But when I told her I bought your courses and how they helped boost my confidence, she told me I needed to give you a tip. So here's an extra $50. I wish I could do more, and when I can, I am. I'm going to hit you again. Thanks, man. Loving this new life. Now, see, shit like that is very rewarding for me. And it's the main reason, or one of the main reasons, I do what the fuck I do. I keep trying to tell you, I have many, 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 many people who feel like this. And they could be 5, 6, 7, 8 years old and they still feel like this. And they still use the course. Because the course does not get old. It just gets more informative the sharper you get. See, here's another one. I really have people who feel like this, but this shit is literally jumping off of me. What the hell? I caught this little actress at the bus stop, and I knew her from years ago, probably met her about 3 or 4 times. We've never been anywhere close to hitting it off, but with my recovered confidence floating off me, not only did we kick it for 3 hours at her spot, last night she came over and I bust that thing out. But peep this, bud. She's already talking about trying to lock me down. And how did we end up here? You seduced me, Frank. But this shit is powerful. I was at the casino. All the waitresses and chip runners and some of the goddamn female managers were all up in my goddamn face, waiting for me to say something, giggling and being much more friendly than usual. This shit is crazy, but it's not crazy. It's real. Get your confidence game ready so you can play. Listen, see what I'm saying? People, they just come to me when they realize what I am saying is not fluff, bullshit. And a lot of people think it is. Because that's what's out there. But as you guys notice, Not only do I continually spit the same shit, I update it here and there, you know. But I'm not changing. There's not going to be some kind of new way to be a man. There might be new ways you express it. But about being a man, this going to always be, if you can't stand on your motherfucking nuts, you're going to be fine. Hey, I like this. I can't even wait to hear it. All you motherfuckers asking questions was really asking some dope shit. I'm getting so much more into these videos. And it could be because I learned how to do them to make you feel like you want to talk to me. I mean, I know what it really is. Because I wasn't trying to make you not talk to me. But if I did, you see how I adjust. And you motherfuckers call in, and I love it. I could use a little more call-ins. Then you see, I don't give a fuck what you have to ask. I don't give a fuck how many questions you got. I'm answering right now, right here. There is no having to call Steve, the Dean, or Shantae and talk about it. Those are my counsel. So I'm saying, I don't call in motherfuckers and talk about shit. Nah, man. I handle it and tell you about it. That's but. See there? 254, that's why I didn't go off, because I knew somebody else wanted to talk to me. What's up with you, baby?
What's going on, bud, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Man, I'm fantastically well, man. Close to spectacular.
Okay.
But I wanted to call in, man, to say thank you, bud. I called in a while back, man. I ain't gonna bring up whatever it is. You got on my ass, Brandon. Made me realize I needed to check a lot of shit about myself. And man, since then, bro, it's been fucking great. I am gonna go ahead and jump into that SWU for the July semester. Because I was in the situation yesterday, man, where normally I probably wouldn't have said nothing. But then I thought about sitting here watching you, and if I was talking to you about it, and you would have got the, well, why the fuck is you talking to me about it instead of saying something to that motherfucker that you got the problem with? I heard that shit in my head, and it made me go over there and check that nigga, man. And I was like, God damn, bro, I can imagine how much more I can get from the whole goddamn course instead of just these little crumbs I be watching.
These crumbs ain't shit, man.
And crumbs ain't shit, man.
As soon as you hit me and I hit you with the shit, a big fucking garage door go open. I'm talking about to a warehouse, not to your house. You're going to be able to park some semi-trucks in that motherfucker, about 10 or 15 cars, and you still have a whole bunch of room. Because this shit, not this shit I'm talking about, but this shit life, has a way of surprising the fuck out of you as far as what you can learn from one move. One move can just change your perspective on this, that, and the other, and shit will change in your life, man. But I'm glad you're getting down. And let me tell you something. Make sure when you hit me real soon within the next 3 days, and you can minus that 500, bro, 850. We can roll.
Hell yeah. I'm on that bud now, man. I gotta move some matter around and transfer some shit over, but I'm working on that tonight, try it within the next by tomorrow or something.
Well,
I'm gonna try to have that down, man.
Well, you know, you're paying $13.50 to get in. So, you know, I would
right.
if I could. All right, bro, I appreciate
right.
you, man.
All right, bro. Thank you,
later.
Man. Later.
Right on. All you guys, I appreciate the fact that you guys are starting to see. Sure, I'm going to keep talking shit. Sure, I am going to keep hanging up on you and whatever the fuck. But it's something that you have to accept. I will never stop dropping bombs on your motherfucking ass about this life. yeah, I talk about pimp shit a lot. I ain't no goddamn pimp, ain't had no hoe, and I was gonna win and probably be scared of a hoe. But that don't mean I don't know shit about business. And what I'm saying is I use my pimp skills. If the bitch act anything like a street hoe, even though she's a corporate bitch, that's my mentality talking to her. I love to talk to this bitch. You know, girl, get your motherfucking ass over here. You know, do the fucking whatever I say. This the bitch. Excuse me. Remind me of them call girls or them motherfucking show pieces. I'm a fucking like this bitch. Fuck you. I don't really give a fuck about all that shit you talking about. And you want to you want to go either way. I'm gonna be like that. But if the bitch is a massage parlor bitch, I would even be more chicken shit. Man, you motherfucker, would you please, you know, back up off me with your titties, you know, 700 motherfuckers that licked on. You trying to talk to me up in my motherfucking face, bitch. Can you please get back? I don't like those bitches. That air motherfucker with a dollar. See your motherfucking body. Man. But this is because I've already designed what the fuck I'm going to say to those kind of bitches. Preparation is key. All right, John, you ain't got to believe me. But I am gone.